Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Kevin Durant seems to be excited to be a Houston Rocket. He posted a quite saucy post on Instagram yesterday. Said this: anyone else would retire, but I'm not content. I want to bury these people like 20 feet down so no one can find them again. End quote. He didn't say people. He used a noun that Seth and I definitely are not allowed to say.
No.
Not at all.
No. You Players. Either, Colin. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, he didn't specify which people he was talking about.
Yeah.
Whether it was his haters, whether it was certain people in the league, whether it was just the rest of the league or whatever it might be.
I
agree with him wholeheartedly.
100%. Yes. Durant, I just choose to believe it's the rest of society. I don't want to bury everybody but me and my teammates and my coaches down 20 feet. Yeah, so he's ready, man. Chip on shoulder. Yes. Check.
Him actually wanting to bury people and destroy them 20 feet down.
Yeah.
Which apparently I didn't realize. Yeah, where no one will ever find them. I guess if I ever do murder somebody, 20 feet does feel pretty conclusive.
It's further than you think. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to rent machinery or something, though, too.
I wouldn't do that by hand.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, not 20 feet. For sure.
I'll make sure to dump this audio and cut it from the record, Seth, so that way
I
can help you out.
Yeah. No, that's actually, I do that. That's the little safeguard I have so I don't ever commit murder, is I talk openly about how I would do it.
Yeah.
Because then I know, people will figure it out if I do it.
So now I
know. Yeah.
Reverse psychology. I got you.
That's it, man. That's it. The breadcrumbs for the Kevin Durant trade were actually laid out very nicely by Vanessa Richardson. This is from a Suns-Rockets game back on February the 12th. This is some audio where you're like, oh, we should have seen this all along. Vanessa Richardson just doing a quick hit, middle of the game, sidelines at the Rockets game for Space City Home Network, talking about all the KD connections to the Rockets.
So many connections to Kevin Durant on this Rockets team. Jeff Green and Kevin Durant were rookies together for the Seattle Supersonics. KD works out with Jalen, Jabari, and Fred every summer. Kevin Durant and assistant coach Royale Ivey, both Texas Longhorns. Get this, Royale taught KD how to drive. But one of the biggest connections is head coach Ime Udoka. Ime played against KD, coached him in Brooklyn, and two summers with the USA team. Ime said what stands out about KD is his efficiency. He said there's not a lot of wasted movement. His work ethic and daily routine are second to none. He said when you have that natural physical ability and his height and length, his IQ, you put that work ethic behind it, this is what you become. He said with Brooklyn and Team USA, he would almost just go through our practices so he could get to his routine at the end. Ime said over the summers in LA, it's been great for our young guys to work out with him and see what it takes to be great.
All right. I will say this. Like, Kevin Durant seems swarmy to me.
Yeah.
He seems swarmy. I know he's a little chippy on social media, but so are some of the guys that are on the Texans now.
He really is. He's been caught up in a lot of discussions over, where exactly do you put him in tiers, or where do you rank him based amongst the current great players of either this century or this decade or whatever it might be. I think it's kind of like what people's knee-jerk reaction when they said, I don't want Kevin Durant, he's old and washed up. No, you clearly haven't just been watching him and he's actually been playing really, really well the last couple of years. He's, in a strange way, he's underrated. In a weird way where I don't know if it's possible for any NBA superstar to be underrated, but in the minds of a lot of people, I think, because he won his championship by joining a team that was already
Golden
a champion,
State, yeah.
Because it didn't work out with the Nets, because it didn't work out with the Suns. I think that the overall just kind of general gut feel about people in Kevin Durant might not be as high as it should be. But when it comes to like really working at the game and everything, that one thing that intrigues me about Durant coming here, because the Rockets have always been a very analytically minded team is that Durant was one of the first superstar players that really bought hook, line, and sinker into the analytics.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might have been one of the things, probably when it started to sour with him and Russell Westbrook, partly was that, man, Durant could see on paper what the inefficient play could do to actually your chances of winning a championship.
Dude, yes.
And
yes.
So he goes off to a team that does everything analytically superb in the Golden State Warriors. So I think he's really going to embrace that part. Kind of like when pitchers come in and work with the Astros pitching analytics staff, they realize, oh, I should have, you mean all I had to do was throw more curveballs?
Right,
okay.
Right.
Yeah, I'll listen.
Simple
I'll
things. Listen. Yeah. I think, Seth, if Durant's been guilty, and we've got one more from Vanessa coming up here, a really cool story about Ime and Kevin Durant. If he's been guilty of anything, being bad at something, it's choosing the teams he goes to. It's choosing who he surrounds himself with. Obviously, he chose a great place to go for Golden State if your goal was to win a ring. I would even argue that if part of your goal is to have a certain type of legacy, that may not have been the greatest choice, you know, to go there, because there's still the perception that he took the easy way out. He took the easy road. He ganged up with guys to go win a couple titles. But that's neither here nor there. You can feel your way about Golden State. Going to Brooklyn was a mistake. You know, he's had say in all these places he's been to. He doesn't read on social media that he got traded to the Phoenix Suns. It's collaborative with Kevin Durant. He chose to go to Brooklyn because Kyrie Irving was going to go to Brooklyn. And then James Harden gets there and the whole thing falls apart. He gets traded to the Suns, and he's there with Chris Paul, and he's there with Devin Booker. And then they decide to trade Chris Paul for a front office that went and got him makes the huge mistake of going and getting Bradley Beal, a losing player, to drop into this mix, and that whole thing collapses. This is the first, I think, really good decision he's made in terms of where he goes and plays basketball since he signed with Golden State back in 2016. That's the only criticism I can really have, and, you know, and health, but that's not really his fault. Like, in terms of just his performance, whether it's on the court or decisions he's making with his career, his decision to force a trade to the Rockets is the first good decision he's made in almost a decade in that realm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, now that you've laid out how bad he's been as a general manager, this kind of makes me nervous. If he's done that bad a job since the Warriors of picking situations, I don't know, Sean.
I think the Fertittas and Raphael Stone got their fingers on the button. I think they'll be okay.
Yeah. I think that the obviously all those situations are different. Golden State was a slam dunk, easy, makes sense. The only downside of it for Kevin Durant was that people weren't going to really give him credit for driving a team to a championship, obviously, because it was already a championship team.
He was the MVP of both those finals that they won, and they still don't give him credit for that.
I know. Yeah, and I love how it is. It's so easy for us to think like, well, clearly they would have won just as many like, it's not hard to actually win the finals, you know, and to actually, not to mention, what would the regular seasons have looked like? It's a lot easier to sustain that success when you've got Kevin Durant on your team.
No doubt.
No, I think this one, though, this one is the most feel of Durant going to a place and being the final big piece that they need to actually get over the hump and become a genuinely championship caliber team. Other things still have to happen. You know, Şengün and Amen Thompson still need to continue to develop. It's not a slam dunk that 100% they're going to be a championship caliber team, but this would be that, you know, very much Durant would get a whole lot of credit for a Rockets championship. There's not going to be any super team discussion or what have you. It's just, it'll flat out be like, yep, he's the guy that came in and that was what they needed to get over the top.
I totally agree with you on that. The other thing I would add in terms of just areas that, like, we can't just feel like they're just going to walk out and roll the balls out and at least get to the conference finals. Kevin Durant improves their shooting in that he's Kevin Durant. They are not an overall better shooting basketball. They acquire Kevin Durant, but that doesn't make them a good shooting basketball team. It means they went and got a good shooter. They're better because of Kevin Durant, and maybe the spacing that he creates turns guys that were average or below average shooters into better shooters. They're getting more open looks. If Reed Sheppard becomes a bigger part of the conversation, and maybe Cam Whitmore as well, those are guys that have really good chops from distance, especially Reed Sheppard. So we'll see about that. One more from Vanessa Richardson. This is a story about Ime Udoka, if you're trying to figure out how long Kevin Durant's been around the league. Ime Udoka guarding Kevin Durant as a player back in Durant's rookie year.
And listen to this story, Craig and Ryan. Ime said, I guarded KD his rookie year. He said, KD loves to tell the story that I told the referee to tell KD to stop crying because he was complaining about my physicality. Ime said, the next year, KD's in OKC at that point. Ime said, yeah, KD had adjusted to the physicality of the league.
So many cool nuggets there, Vanessa. So Royale taught him how to drive?
Yes, yes. Royale obviously had left UT at that point, but KD was 18 entering his freshman year, and Royale would go down there, work out with them, and really got to know each other. Then, of course, they actually played together in Oklahoma City. A lot of people forget Royale played for the Oklahoma City Thunder. So those two, Royale Ivy and Kevin Durant, are very, very tight.
A lot of dots to connect, man. A lot of connected dots. Yeah, Royale Ivy taught him how to drive at UT, 18 years old. So there you go. Now he's helping him play basketball as an assistant coach on the Houston Rockets.
Everything feels a little too good right now.
I know. I'm
listening. Everything feels a little too right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Astros are playing way above and beyond what you would think they would be.
Everything. Yeah.
It's an easy team. You know what's interesting about the Astros? What were we complaining about at the beginning of the year? Oh, they're so boring.
They were boring. Yeah.
And they haven't. They really haven't stopped being boring.
They're winning, though.
I know. That's the biggest difference.
Yeah.
It's the biggest difference. They're not electrifying at the plate. Good pitching performances tend to be boring. The most exciting thing and the best thing they've done in terms of it just feeling good watching the games is that they strike guys out a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they have a boatload of strikeouts. So at least you feel like it feels like a dominating 2-0 win.
Yeah.
And when Hader's coming in at the back end, then all right, this is it might be a boring game in terms of action on the base pass and what have you. But at least some of these wins, even though they're closer margins, because the bullpen is so good, especially, it feels more dominating.
So is this where we thank the Texans for at least having a questionable offensive line right now, that they're keeping us on our toes? You know, not letting us get too complacent here. You know,
yeah.
Across the three teams.
Yeah, thank you, Texans, for not actually doing all that much to make us feel better about the offensive line. Sure.
Yeah.
Other than that we feel better if just because Bobby Slowick hopefully was just that bad at his job.
Yeah.
And then Nick Caley, even if he's just an adequate offensive coordinator,
yeah,
the offensive line should look better, then yes.
Here's Rudy Tomjanovic. I think it looked like he might have been at the Rockets draft party last night. It looked like he was in the building. He was wearing Rockets Legends gear, so I would imagine their draft party had some legends there. Here's Rudy T, legendary head coach, only coach to win a title here in Houston, saying KD will fit in beautifully.
He's not a ball, I shouldn't say ball hogger, but he's not a ball stopper. He's the kind of guy that gets passes and shoots jumpers off, you know, passes off of picks. I think he'll fit in beautifully.
How does that make a coach's job easier?
Yeah, you know, that's the other thing that really encourages me as coach, and he have a past. And coach knows what he's getting. They have a good relationship, and that's so important. That's just so important.
All right, so there you go. Rudy T. Rudy knows, yeah, man.
Well, no, and Udoka and Durant having a past, I think, is huge. I trust Udoka on these things now. It's like Kelvin Sampson knowing how to recruit guys that work with him and in his system. I think D'Amico does a great job of that. And I think that Udoka has certainly established that, man, he knows what types of guys he wants on his team, and they're going to come in and fit the culture. I think if Udoka had any questions at all about whether or not Durant would fit in for what he wants, Durant wouldn't be here.
He wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rafael Stone is not the type of GM, or his relationship with Udoka isn't one where he's saying, nope, these are good players and you're going to figure out how to make it work.
Right.
It's, I don't get that sense at all. So I think that Udoka's stamp of approval on it for me is really all I need. I trust him in that.
Yeah, no question. No question about it. Pena, okay, we're circling back to Jeremy Pena. We got about a minute here. Pena's as good as gone. You can kiss his ass goodbye. Again, this is because he hired Scott Boras as his representation. With an offer on the table, reportedly, according to Ari Alexander, of 5 years, $105 million. I think Pena's getting good advice if he turned down 105 over five. If Pena may know better than anybody, if this is the version of that we've gotten of Pena, if this is going to stick, and obviously if he has the confidence that this is who he is going forward, he's going to make a whole lot more money than that. Someone said, I think Bregman indicated, or I think Boras indicated to Bregman he could get $200 million. I hadn't heard that. I could see that being a rumor out there. Yeah. Someone else texting in, now Bregman is hurt, so ..
Yeah. Yeah, but again, because Bregman's hurt, it's the perfect contract for him because if he doesn't play well when he comes back, the Red Sox are on the hook. If he plays brilliantly when he comes back, he can test free agency yet again.
Yep.
And that's the options. Maybe I'm overly impressed by that. Like the ability to get a string of basically 1 year deals, but that are fully guaranteed if you want it. It's just, and you can choose to come if you have a really, really good season to go and maximize your value in free agency. I would take that every day of the week. Yeah. I would give up, as Bregman
as
did,
a player,
I would give
yeah.
up a
yeah.
good chunk of guaranteed money as long as I was still relatively young and would bet on my upside, but I also have a still huge guarantee. I would take that every single time.
I think that deal would make a lot of sense for the Red Sox if they came within two games of winning the World Series last year.
Yeah.
Also, you know what I mean? It's a way to get, it's almost like getting, it's a different way, it's a different vibe than the trade deadline and bringing in a guy who's a rental. It's for a full season, but it is sort of a version of that. Like, yeah, he might be on our team for a year. So what? This is the last piece we need in order to win a World Series. But the Red Sox weren't a playoff team last year.
You know why I like it as a player? Because it does make the team look like a little bit of low self-esteem.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's like you're a guy whose girlfriend is has a boatload of male friends with good prospects.
Yes.
That she's way too flirtatious with.
Right.
Yeah, like she's just constantly always like, we went to look at the foliage in Vermont, but just as friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Romantic stuff.
Okay, honey, I love you.
Yep.
I love you.
All right.
I'll have dinner waiting for you.
So we've got that. Then at the other end of the spectrum, we've got the player where it says, well, the Browns are the only team that's calling me right now. You got Bregman at one end and Deontay Johnson at the other. Deontay Johnson dishing on his brief time here in Houston. You will not want to miss that. That's coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.